Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ready for today's game with the Wade Ford Tailgate Show.
A complete look around the NFL and especially our Falcons.
Let's go out there and compete. Let's focus in on what our job is and do our job.
The Wade Ford Tailgate Show, brought to you by Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer.
This is the Wade Ford Tailgate Show.
On the home for our Falcons, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick.
Good morning. Welcome in the Wade Ford Tailgate Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Andy Bunker alongside Smokin' Joe Patrick, coming to you live from the bridge over Centennial Yards. We can see Mercedes-Benz Stadium from here as we get you ready for the Falcons and the Dolphins this afternoon at 1 o'clock. Joe, how are you?
I'm good, Andy. It's our first real kind of fall feeling day here on the steel bridge over Centennial Yards. It's it's blustery. It's a little overcast. As we used to say, the sky's a little closer to the ground today, so we won't be seeing that. Obviously, the roof is closed.
The roof will be closed. It'll be nice and toasty.
But that's the feeling outside
on
the tailgate.
Yeah, we almost made it out of Kirktober.
but Kirktober is
not quite.
Rears its ugly head.
There's only one more game
Hurricane
this month.
Kirk coming
and
through.
It will be it'll be Kirk Cousins today, quarterbacking the Atlanta Falcons, as it was kind of lingering throughout the week about Penix's knee. And I don't know, just the video that I saw on Friday when we were on the air made it look like he was doing fine at practice. It made things look like he was moving okay and throwing it. And then the report comes out that he's questionable Friday, and then the report comes out that they're leaning towards Kirk Cousins, and then the report comes out that it will be Kirk Cousins starting at quarterback today for the Atlanta Falcons, and there you have it. I mean, again, this is why you kept him, and you want to have a backup quarterback that can come in and help you win a game if you need to. Obviously, that's what needs to happen today. You cannot lose to the 1-6 Miami Dolphins that are spiraling, but that's who will be quarterbacking the Atlanta Falcons today.
Yeah, and I was also out there on Thursday to watch the team practice. They didn't actually do a practice on Wednesday because they had late game Sunday coming back from the West Coast, so they were just kind of getting their bodies recharged. And Thursday I saw him out there as well, Michael Penix, throwing the football around, saw Raheem Morris kind of chatting with him on the field. He wasn't doing anything explosive. Like, he wasn't really moving dynamically when media was available to watch that portion of practice. So we just saw him throwing the football. He seemed capable of that. And we did – I saw reports, and I feel bad because I don't know who to attribute the report to. I should know that. But that basically he could – if they wanted to push him through this injury, they could. If it were a playoff game or something and they needed him to play, he could do that. But since they have a quarterback like Kirk Cousins on the roster – they want to, put them in the shop window, maybe? No, but maybe, obviously give the team a better chance to win this game, which is a must-win against Miami.
That feels like a fringe benefit of what this is. If Cousins – look, we all know what Kirk Cousins is going to do today, right? Like, I don't know. I don't want to jinx it and it goes the other way and it's a disaster or whatever, but, like, Kirk Cousins is going to throw for 300 yards and three touchdowns today.
Yeah.
It just is –
I mean,
it is predetermined by the script writers in the NFL the way that this thing goes. It would be the most likely to lead to controversy for him to go out there and do
yes.
that. There's also the report from Ian Rappaport that Penix will be back and able to play against the Patriots next weekend. So,
yep.
I'll give him credit for handling it like this, whereas last year, clearly, Kirk Cousins needed to sit down.
Right,
didn't,
right, right.
And that's where the season went sideways. So, if Penix needs a week to get better so he can be back out there starting and go through the remainder of the season, today is the day to do it. You have a quality backup. It's against a team that you should be able to beat either way. And you don't want to send him out there and have his knee hurt worse. So I get it. It's just one of those things that hopefully it goes smoothly, cleanly, and easily, but we know better than that. We know it won't.
I mean, I've wondered if the coaching staff and just like the Falcons as an organization ever wanted this to happen. Now, obviously, you don't want it to happen because you don't want, Michael Penix to be injured and in need of having his backup come onto the field because he's not able to play for whatever reason, but just from the optic standpoint and kind of, when this move happens, it naturally is going to bring Falcons fans' minds back to the decisions that were
yep.
made with regards to these things. And I feel like as an organization, the Falcons would like for people to move past that. And so when you put Kirk back on the field after you made the decision to make Michael Penix the long-term future of this organization, it's just going to kind of bring back that storyline and those kinds of narratives and potentially controversies, like you say. And if he does, I expect him to play well as well, Andy. I mean, saw him in training camp, and it kind of was becoming somewhat of a story in training camp that he was like, is Kirk Cousins actually outplaying Michael Penix in training camp? He was still throws an accurate ball, not as impressive as of an arm, of course, but I expect him to go out there and deliver the football where it needs to go. And he's going to be shorthanded as well, and he's got experience with a lot of the guys he's going to be
yeah.
throwing the football to
yeah.
from scout team.
No, I mean, this was always the complicated part of this is you've got two guys that are capable of being a starting quarterback in the NFL,
mm-hmm.
whereas a lot of teams in the league right now don't even have one.
Right.
So you have two guys that both can do it. I don't think it would be surprising to anyone that the guy who's done it for 14 years would be further along in different ways than the guy who's done it for 10 games.
Right, of course.
Know?
Yeah, yeah.
That was always sort of understood that if Penix was going to be starting, part of it was going to be in the hope of development. So at some point this season or whatever, then he would be further along than the guy that's backing him up. But, I mean, Penix has looked like a first-year starter this year.
Yeah.
I think it's reasonable. I expected him to have games where he looked like a first-year starter. He's had games where he's looked great, and he's had games where he hasn't looked as great. But I think that was always going to be part of it. The hard part is you have a guy behind him that isn't a first-year starter,
right.
that's done
right.
it for years. I understand last year went the way that it went, so obviously we know why he's backing him up. But, it's not going to surprise me if Cousins goes out there today yeah. and looks sharper than Penix has this year.
And that backup also earns a large chunk of the salary cap, and he's been on the sideline so far this season. And so I think that, there's been some kind of conversation about how much should be expected from Michael Penix, given that he is a first-year starter, and you can't expect a first-year starter to just be great. But I think that, you can't help but kind of consider the fact that you've got a quarterback that you're paying a lot of money to on the sideline because he has so much talent. And so, therefore, you have to have the expectation that you're going to win regardless of whether it's Penix
exactly.
or whether it's Cousins in there. And ultimately, I do think that Cousins probably gives them the best chance to win today if Michael Penix wasn't going to be able to play at 100%. So I think it's the right decision in that move. Again, to the point you mentioned earlier, I wish this would have happened last year because I always felt like the benefit,
yeah.
the one of the side benefits of making this move that the Falcons did to have these two quarterbacks is that you do have some insurance at the most important position in sports.
Yeah, this is what should have happened last year the week after the Saints lost.
Yes.
When Kirk Cousins was clearly dealing with whatever it was that he was dealing with, that probably was around the same level of injury that Michael Penix has right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, have they learned from their mistakes? Is Penix more forthright about it? I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess ultimately that doesn't matter because what happened, and what they're doing today is the right thing. Because the bottom line is this, like, narrative conversation about the quarterback position aside, you need to beat the Miami Dolphins at home today.
Yeah.
You need to do whatever you possibly can to make sure that you beat the Miami Dolphins at home today. And if a hobbled quarterback in Michael Penix was going to make it harder to do that, then you put the healthy backup in and beat the Miami Dolphins at home today.
Yeah.
Because if they lose this game today, that's a disaster. I'm not coming to work tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm
not doing it. I don't want to talk about
that. It will be a disaster if that happens, because if you look at the Falcons' schedule and where they are right now, I mean, a 3-3 team, you have to think that to make the playoffs, you're going to need to be 10-7. That would mean the Falcons need to go 7-4 through their next 11 games. And if you look at the schedule, there's just not room for this team to lose to teams that they should be beating.
This is a game that at the end of the day, you have to win.
At the end of the day, playoff teams do beat the teams they should beat.
Yeah.
For the most part. So, that's what makes it a must-win. It's kind of interesting. Like, the big games are not the must-wins. The big games are like the want-to-wins, basically.
Yeah.
Give ourselves an edge. And the Falcons certainly did that against the Bills a couple weeks ago. But now this game against the Dolphins, the team that's down, and maybe I'm surprised, frankly, that Mike McDaniel's still around, is just kind of a burning ship.
I'm glad he is.
Yeah.
Because the last thing we needed to add to the pile today was new coach energy.
Exactly.
The last thing
we needed.
So
that
burned
him against the Saints last year. But yeah, that's what makes it a must win, is that they should be winning this game.
The other interesting injury note, and questionable is the word there, next to Drake London's name.
Yeah.
When did this happen?
This happened.
I know that he got hurt
yesterday afternoon.
Okay.
Yep. Which is an interesting time for a player to be added to the injury report, obviously, and then for it to be so, you know, strong that he's listed as questionable for the game. So, you know, it puts in my mind that he is not either not going to play or won't be. You know, it is significant enough that the team felt they needed to report it at this point in time, and you know, we don't even know if he's going to play. So.
It's not good. Don't like that.
It could be David Sills' day. You know, it's like back to training camp. Kirk Cousins and David Sills for another 12 yards.
Okay. Well, I mean, whatever.
No, it's
whatever,
actually going to be
Bijan
Robinson's day.
Yeah.
Miami Dolphins have the worst pass rushing defense in the NFL.
Yeah, Bijan's going to get the ball a lot. Algier's going to get the ball a lot.
Yep.
They're going to run all over these guys, hopefully.
I want to talk more about Algier later on the show.
Okay. We can do that. We could do it right now. No, we'll do it later in the show. But yeah, look, that's sort of the lay of the land as we sit here looking at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, getting ready for this football game this afternoon. It'll be the first appearance or the first starting appearance of Kirk Cousins this season, and coming on the heels of what happened on Sunday night. Good opponent to have. Good to be home for sure.
Yeah,
just got to make sure you go about handling your business today.
Yep,
and I'm rooting for just a business, like a professional. Boring victory.
Yeah.
Give me a 24-13, like, forgettable football game, and we just keep it moving.
Almost the same exact time last year where it seemed like the Falcons were getting rolling a little bit right before the wheels started coming off for them. You know, they had this very routine win over the Cowboys.
Yeah.
You know, I forget what it was.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
27-10 or something like that. Like, yeah, something like that would be really nice.
It was a forgettable win.
Yes, and it felt like it was expected. Like, you fully expected.
Exactly.
They met the expectation, and boom.
That is what I am hoping for today.
Yes, yes.
Just a systematic.
Now, how often do we get what we hope for?
Of course that's not what's going to happen. Of course that's not going to happen. Of course not. I have no idea how it's going to go the other way, but it's going to.
So it's the best reality show going, Andy.
It is the bet that the Atlanta Falcons are, without question, the best reality show going. There's no doubt about that. So, why it's so much fun to cover them, and we love doing it, and it's why their fans are the most loyal in football.
Yes,
because
absolutely.
If you're still riding for the Falcons,
every Falcons fan has earned
you
that.
You are a true loyalist. There's no question about that. There's only diehards. Anytime somebody from out of town asks me about Falcons fans, I'm like, yeah, they're diehards. They have to be.
Got one right here coming up.
There's no bandwagon. They're diehards. They've been through it, man. All right, we're going to grab a quick break here. We'll come back and let you hear a little bit from Raheem Morris on the other side as we continue to get you ready for Falcons and Dolphins this afternoon on the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Do want to remind you, Wade Ford Tailgate Show is brought to you by Baron Burton's W Sauce. We can't control the score, but you can still bring home the W. W Sauce is your ticket to next-level flavors on game day. Pick up a bottle today and bring home the W. We'll be right back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back to Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick.
The Wade Ford Tailgate Show is on.
Brought to you by Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Wade Ford Tailgate Show here with you on a Sunday morning. Andy Bunker, Smoking Joe Patrick, coming to you live from the shadow of Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We are on the steel bridge above Centennial Yard. So if you're making your way over to the tailgate, making your way over to the stadium from this side of the building, stop by and say hello to us. You won't be able to miss us. Nice big 92.9 The Game tent. Nice big college game day style 92.9 The Game desk that we're both standing behind because we're trying to stay warm.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking, you know, with the temperatures out here, more reason to, you know, get your day started early. Get your game day buzz on.
Yeah. I guess,
get a little warm.
A little warmth, no doubt. Yeah, if somebody wants to bring something by, that'd be fine as well. That would be fine as well. We'll look ahead to some of the other games in the NFL today as well in about 20 minutes from right now, as a lot of interesting matchups in the league today. There was a game on Thursday that was not particularly interesting, just a blowout on Thursday Night Football, but we could talk about that too. Before we do that, though, you were reading something. There was a report about Drake London just from a little bit earlier this morning.
Yeah, Adam Schefter was reporting that he will check in with the team this morning to see if he's basically able to play. So it sounds like it's going to be one of those game time decisions things. They're going to probably put him through a little bit of a exercise or whatever before, you know, 90 minutes or so before game time, and then they will make a determination on him. But honestly, if he's at that point, that is a bad sign to me. Like, if you're if on a Saturday you pop up with an injury that's forcing you to be a game time decision, that is a downward trend.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And then, you know, say he can't go, start getting pretty thin at the receiver position.
You were already thin because you lost Ray-Ray McCloud.
Ray-Ray McCloud was released from the team this week. Darnell Mooney's still coming back from that injury. Now, I will say this, because if people are just joining us or have not heard yet, Kirk Cousins is going to be the starting quarterback today. He loved throwing the ball to Darnell Mooney last year.
Oh, yeah.
They've got a really nice rapport. So
they do.
Maybe we see some of that pop back up today, as Darnell has been injured and not really, you know, been what we expected of him so far this year. He had his best game on Sunday against the 49ers, albeit there was still a pretty crucial mistake in there, but certainly looked the best that he has so far this year. Kirk loves throwing the football to him, so maybe today's the day, if Drake can't go, that Darnell Mooney kind of starts to look like last year's version.
Yeah, I think that, you know, he's got the timing down with Kirk where they can get in a rhythm and really kind of get something going. Obviously, if Drake London is to miss today, then Bijan is going to be the guy who is the centerpiece for this team, who's kind of sets the table for everything, and I'm sure that Tyler Allgeier will get his fair share of touches as well. But I will say, not that I expect, like, you know, massive days out of these guys, but just if Drake London is not able to play, then Casey Washington, David Sills, these guys are going to – Dylan Drummond is a practice squad elevation for this game. These guys are probably going to get on the field more. Yeah, he is. He is. Okay. But he's just like – I don't know why. I've always felt like his hands are pretty good and that he's actually a pretty talented receiver, but just has not really broken through this year and any more than he has previously. But I was going to say that, like, Kirk Cousins, because he's been the second team quarterback for this team, actually has a lot of experience throwing to some of these guys who are going to be on the field today.
That, and also I just at times last year when Drake would have to go out, Hodge tended to be the replacement.
Yes.
He had that great catch against Tampa
on the
game-winning catch last year. So, I don't know, maybe he's the guy that you see a little bit more of today, too.
He also caught that great hole shot throw from Penix against the Panthers in that second-to-last game between that corner and safety, where he just jumped up and grabbed it and tiptoed on the sidelines. Very impressive.
Probably the thing you think of with him this year more than anything is that throw week one that he just didn't quite get his head around in time. Penix had him for a touchdown against the Bucks.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't know when the last time he was targeted. This year was
another guy, and not that I expect this really, but his name did get briefly mentioned by Raheem Morris this week, which is Jamal Agnew, the team's kick returner. Okay. He is also technically a receiver, even though I don't think he's taken a single receiver snap. But you know, if you are out so many guys, you could potentially see him in some packages. Not for anything possession related, but maybe to run some clear out routes and that kind of thing.
Well, and he's also, you know, when you start thinking about types, like, he probably fits the type a little bit more like a Ray-Ray McCloud, some of that short space stuff. And we talked to Dave Archer on Wednesday about maybe why the team hadn't been having as much success against man coverage versus zone, Penix and otherwise. And he said, look, I mean, you got to have guys that can win in those little short spaces. Yeah, you got to have man beaters.
Yep.
And, you know, they've got big body receivers that can kind of get up and box out and play basketball, as he put it. The short space stuff, you don't have a ton of that right now.
Yeah.
With Mooney kind of being banged up and Ray-Ray not on the team anymore, maybe Agnew's a guy that can do that. Pretty interesting stuff with Ray-Ray. Like, I mean, not knowing what happened entirely. It's not very often you see a guy coming off a year like he had last year, have a tough start, wide receiver coach gets fired. I assume that has something to do with it. I don't know, but from some of the background stuff you hear, you know that they're very close, Ike Hilliard and Ray-Ray McCloud. And then a couple healthy scratches and a cut before Halloween. Pretty unusual.
Let's do the chronology. Let's do the chronology. Ike Hilliard gets fired after the Carolina Panthers game.
Yep.
Later that week, after that Panthers game, Ike Hilliard talks to the media and says that, you know, his firing is kind of an example or a sign that there's no loyalty, quote, in this league, that Ike Hilliard was also the best coach he ever had. Okay, so he says those things. Then they have the game against the Commanders. He does nothing.
If you remember, the first play against the Commanders was a throw to him. A little short.
I don't remember this.
I don't know the name of the route, but he was out on the left side of Penix, and it was just a quick, almost like a little screen pass to him, drops it. And then you kind of go on from there. But it was like the first play of the game.
Interesting.
Almost
interesting.
Like
I had forgotten about that.
Almost like a, hey, let's keep this guy engaged.
Yeah.
Because we feel like we may be losing him.
Interesting.
With Hilliard. I think I remember that correctly. I can go back and look at the
that
game
log. That sounds about right.
He had a drop early in that game. And maybe it was the first play. Maybe it wasn't. But it was early in the game. And then I don't remember him getting the ball thrown to him again because he hadn't been on the field.
Yeah. So then you had the bye week. And then, you know, going into the Bills game where you expect him to you know, make a return. Turn, obviously, he is basically a healthy scratch, like you said, but he's also out on the field with the team during warmups. Not dressed, of course, but, you know, I saw him throwing with, you know, catching Michael Penix's passes and handing it to Kirk Cousins, you know, being like the catcher for the quarterbacks that were warming up. Also, his hair was out and, like, unkempt. He just looked kind of odd of being out there at that point.
It was
point
the
in time.
Second play.
Second play. Okay, interesting.
My memory is not as good
you
as I
look
thought.
Up the game log there.
Yeah,
look
first,
up the play chart.
First play of the game was it a pass? Went to Bijan for 5 yards, and then it was second and five. Penix, a little short left pass to Ray Ray.
Interesting.
And he dropped it.
So then, so he's out warming up with the team, but was a healthy scratch for that game. They obviously win. This was kind of pointed out by like people on social media and stuff, where team's having the celebration in the locker room after the game, and he's not like looking particularly happy at that point in time. And then Raheem, I believe, said that he's a headache that only I'm dealing with, and nobody else in the media.
He said it's a distraction.
A distraction. Yep. And then finally, ultimately released and picked up immediately by the New York Giants. Yeah. He could very well actually, I don't know. I guess it would be known if he's going to play today or not, if he was elevated from the practice squad. Or is he on the practice squad? I don't know. Either way, he's probably going to be playing for the Giants at some point relatively soon.
Yeah, probably. Probably. So that all went down. that all went down over the last couple of weeks in the midst
of mystery
of all this other stuff. I don't know. There is, because we don't know for sure, but it's all that stuff you just said tracks. Like, he's mad that his guy got let go, and so now he's not here anymore.
And we should say Raheem Morris has denied that it has anything to do with the coach firing Ike Hilliard, but, you know, so just putting that out there for the record.
Okay. Okay. Where did I want to go? Oh, yeah. So here's I wanted to sort of backtrack a little bit to last weekend, because you were not you're not with me on the Wade Ford tailgate show last Sunday, so I don't know that I got your kind of final thoughts or expectation on what you thought Sunday night was going to look like. Obviously, didn't go great. Where did the game kind of align with what you expected to see on Sunday?
Yeah, it didn't go along the lines at all of what I expected. You know, with all the injuries that San Francisco team was dealing with, I thought that there was no reason for the Falcons last week not to score at least 24 points, but potentially more in ideal conditions, et cetera, et cetera. Obviously, Michael Penix had struggled on the road up to that point, but you figured, you know, this was the time for him to get right against this kind of defense. And, you know, ultimately it was a total team performance by the 49ers in beating the Falcons. Obviously, I think that they confused the Falcons offensive line, which was kind of an under talked about aspect to it, but I think that some of the blitzes and some of the disguises that Sala was doing on that defense and sending some overload blitzes to one side and the offensive line not really sorting those things out correctly got quick pressures on Michael Penix, which I think just kind of flustered him and this offense. They were constantly just not having the down and distances that they wanted to kind of feel like you're on schedule and marching down the field. And then on the other side of the football, you know, I give credit to Kyle Shanahan. He knew exactly how to exploit what we've talked about, this attack style front where they want to create penetration, get in the backfield. They just hit him with gap scheme stuff straight up the middle. Like, forget between the tackles. It was like between the guards style running from Christian McCaffrey, and it was absolutely devastating. Falcons defense didn't know how to handle it. So that put the whole time of possession and kind of game control in the 49ers' favor as well, and Falcons just couldn't get over that.
Well, it was, you know, me and Randy talked about coming out of the Bills game, what the Bills did so effectively and then stopped doing it.
Yes, to James Cook.
Start that second half.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, well, Shanahan's a pretty smart guy.
Yeah.
And he's got a really good running back. They're probably going to try to hit you with some of that stuff, and they just did it all day.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't just do it for one drive. They did it for the entire game, and by the end of it, Christian McCaffrey had over 200 all-purpose yards,
yeah,
which happens. He's a really good player, mm-hmm. and he does that to teams sometimes.
It had not happened so far this year, though.
It had not happened this year on the ground mm-hmm. for him. He hadn't gone over 100 yards in quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I mean, he did exactly what the little mini blueprint from Joe Brady had said to do on that Monday night game against Buffalo. He just did it for the entire 60 minutes, and it ended up getting him a win.
So the Falcons under Jeff Ulbrich, defensive line coach Nate Ollie, they've instituted this attack-style front, which I just mentioned. And that the point of that is to get penetration, and what it's really effective against is the outside zone running, like what the Falcons do. It allows you to get in the backfield, knock those backs off of the tracks, and basically instead of like fighting an offensive lineman who's just stepping out into a zone and essentially it becomes like a read basically at that point for the running back, for that defensive lineman to just get in the backfield, create chaos, and blow that thing up. And you saw that was actually relatively effective against McCaffrey when they were trying to do some of the toss sweeps and things with him at times. We saw Zach Harrison getting in the backfield and making some of those tackles. He's just a massive individual who's able to get it. Once he gets his hands on you, he brings you down.
He's been playing good.
But it was those quick hitters up the middle that this defense really had trouble stopping. And you got another dynamic running back you're going against today in Devon Achane.
Another interesting strategy that they tried, and I don't know that they'll do this one again, was only putting 10 guys on the field.
Yeah, you don't want to do that typically.
And then not accounting for Christian McCaffrey
on
that play. What did they say when they were asked about the 12-man and the 10-man defense within the span of about four plays?
Yeah, so with the 10 men, it was interesting because Raheem Morris said that he realized that there were 10 out there, but he didn't call the timeout. He said that he would have called the timeout to stop it if it was like a deep zone defender or someone that was going to give up a touchdown, but since it was just a defensive lineman, didn't want to burn a timeout there, which I understand not wanting to burn the timeout because at that point the game management is one thing, but I agree with you. I mean, like, I understand why he would say that, but ultimately I think it was the wrong decision. And, you know, I think it's a big question mark with Raheem Morris and how he manages some of these game situations. Even if you go back to last year, remember that game toward the end of last year against the Commanders, which could have gotten the Falcons into a position to make
everyone
the playoffs.
Everyone remembers that.
Even
Joe.
Mike Tirico was
everyone
like, why are they not
that.
Using their timeouts right?
Yeah. Everyone remembers that.
He was like, all right, the Falcons have a catch. They're going to call timeout.
Oh.
I think they're going to call timeout. They're not going to call timeout.
They're not.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, that's just something. And, you know, like, there's like lots of player staff members basically who are like responsible for this, but sometimes I think that there's maybe too many cooks in the kitchen and that you got to have some just like executive, like, all right, we got to call timeout, we got to get this right. And certainly in that case it really burned them.
Yeah, look, I mean, it needs to be someone's job.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, I think most teams it's the head coach's job in those moments. Other teams delegate those decisions and have a clock management guy, a timeout guy, and they kind of have all of the different iterations of what could happen.
You need an 11-year-old Madden player calling timeouts for you.
But again, like, you know, I think we're overcomplicating some of this stuff as well. You don't need anyone to tell you to put 11 players
exactly.
out there.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
You need to have the correct amount of players on the field for every play.
Yep.
Most specifically, the really important ones in the fourth quarter that are third and longs and trying to get you off the field or hold them to a field goal or whatever to keep the game in hand. Yeah, I think those are all totally fair criticisms of this coaching staff, because there's been some disorganization in moments,
mm-hmm.
and it's not just once or twice. It's happened for a number of times,
mm-hmm. And in the costliest moments, you know, it's like
exactly.
these are the key points.
Almost no team in the NFL is good enough to be sloppy like that in huge moments. Certainly, the Falcons are playing with pretty slim margins, especially against talented teams like San Francisco. So,
well, exactly, and it's like, and you don't see teams that are sloppy in those moments make the playoffs. For that reason, because
exactly.
In order to make the playoffs, in order to have that good of a record by the end of the year, you have to be good in those moments.
The difference between 10-7, 9-8, and 8-9 are 5 to 10 moments like that throughout the year.
Yeah, and Falcons could be 5-1 right now, by the way. If
sure.
if you make some kicks, you know, you have a good kicker in week one, things go your way, you know, you make some of these right calls. And
do they have a good kicker now?
No, I don't think so, based on the fact that they did not trust him to tie that game up against San Francisco late on.
All right, we'll grab a break, come back, take a look at some of the other games that will take place in the National Football League today, and obviously keep getting you ready for the Falcons and the Dolphins here in Atlanta. This is the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Joe Patrick.
The Wade Ford Tailgate Show is on.
Brought to you by Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The Wade Ford Tailgate Show here with you on a Sunday morning. Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick taking you up until 11 o'clock when the Falcons Radio Network pregame show will take over and get you ready for the Falcons and the Dolphins 1 o'clock kickoff. In Atlanta, we can see Mercedes-Benz Stadium from where we sit right here. Actually, stand. We're not sitting. It's too cold to sit. We're, like, shuffling
around.
Right,
yeah, I'm
trying to keep the body heat up.
On my toes this morning.
Yeah, I haven't taken my hands out of my pockets. Like, it's the first one of the year.
Yep.
Because the first show we were here, and it was 92 degrees outside, and we were trying to avoid being in the sun. And by the end of the year, it'll be absolutely freezing. It's not actually that cold today. It'll be very cold in a couple weeks.
It's one of the reasons I like doing the show, Andy, is because you get to feel the passage of time every week. You know, you feel the season change from summer to fall, and then to ultimately winter. At some point late in the season, we'll have one of those heaters out.
A little heating
that I burned my shoe on last year. Last year I was so cold, I was like keeping my foot as close to it as possible, then not realizing my shoe was melting.
Yeah, we'll get
so,
there.
That's all part of the fun, though.
And
you know?
It's up to them. We could be doing shows late into January.
I would love nothing more.
Yeah, it would be so much fun to do a playoff tailgate show, like a preview show for a playoff game. I did one once. I was hosting the Wade Ford Tailgate Show in 2017 when actually I did two, because they beat the Rams in the first round that year, and then they played the Eagles, and we did that show from a bar up on the north side of town. I don't remember what it was, but Ric Flair was there.
The best times. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Of course he was.
Ric Flair and Brad Nessler. Brad Nessler and Ric Flair. I think it's like their bar that they go to. Yeah, they're buddies. They're buddies. It's like their bar that they go to. And it was like, wait, Ric Flair. And we had him on the show. It was awesome.
And
that's the last time the Falcons were in a playoff game.
It kills me, Andy. How long has it been? Was it 7 years? 7 year
yeah,
playoff
that was
drought?
2017.
Something like that? It's been since 2017.
Yeah.
You do
well, I guess
the,
that
you
would have been that would have been early 2018.
I was told. I'm sorry. Yeah, 28. Yeah, yeah. I was told there would be no math here. But but the point is that there are what 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds, like kids, like young boys, especially who are in the prime of their like sports loving,
exactly.
or at the beginning of the kind of like forming those bonds with their teams.
Yep.
And they have no recollection of this team being good, being in the playoffs, being one of those kind of national teams that they definitely were for a long stretch in the 2010s.
No, definitely. I mean, again, even that year and the year before, I mean, some of the best moments, I mean, obviously, the way that they closed down the Dome.
Yeah.
Those final couple games
I was there.
That crazy win over the Packers in the NFC Championship. But they were up like 31-0 in that game.
Yeah.
Julio Jones couldn't be tackled.
It was amazing.
And if you were 9 when that happened, you probably fell in love with the Falcons and you're on board. But if you were 2, you don't have that. That's exactly right. Like every couple years you let slip by without being back in those moments and having, you know, these great experiences for young fans, you kind of, you know, you miss maybe a few.
Yeah. Because
that's when you, I mean, what is it? You're like 8, 9, 10, whatever. That's really when you get bit by the bug.
Mm-hmm.
And you have probably 4 or 5 year period of time before, like, you become a teenager and other stuff starts to matter.
Right.
Where it's just sports.
Yeah. Like, yes,
you're
exactly.
just obsessed with your favorite
exactly.
sports team. I can still remember, like, rosters of teams from 1994 because
totally.
I was 10
yep.
and I was just obsessed better than I can remember stuff that happened like 3 weeks ago. So so an opportunity to maybe make some new fans.
Yeah.
And you know, they're going to have to play better than they played on Sunday night mm-hmm. against the 49ers in order to be playing on into January and into the playoffs. But I still very much think that this team can.
If I could,
I don't. Today is one of those days, though, where you like expectations can be altered slightly, and I only mean in one direction. Like mm-hmm. you need to go in there and beat the Dolphins, handle your business, be a professional football team, and mm-hmm. win this game at home.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do that, then maybe we're having a different conversation tomorrow. I fully expect them to do that.
Yeah, yeah. So
but I also never expected what happened against Carolina to happen.
Right.
So I really don't know.
Right. But they do tend to play well in this building.
That's right.
You know, that's been their one consistent point for them so far. And I'm glad you kind of talked about, you know, wanting to see this team play well. And it's been a topic of conversation that I've seen crop up, especially this week coming off of that San Francisco performance where Tyler Allgeier did not get the ball very much. Is, you know, well, you need to get the ball to Tyler Allgeier. When he has X amount of carries, the Falcons win. Or when he, you know, in general, when Tyler Allgeier plays well, the team wins. And I would agree that that tends to happen. But I think that it's not causal. And I feel like the way that it's talked about sometimes is causal. Like, if you get the ball to Tyler Allgeier, you're going to win.
Right.
Where ultimately, I think this team is best when the offensive line is playing well. They're kind of, you know, on the front foot, you know, winning the line of scrimmage, allowing Bijan Robinson, obviously, to do what Bijan Robinson does. But then that allows you to then get Tyler Allgeier into the game in positions where he can really affect it in the greatest way possible by punishing opposing defenses, running with the ball the way that we know that he can. And I would love to see that happen today because it means good things for the Falcons.
Yeah, no, I think that you'll be able to go back at the end of the year and – without even knowing what happened in the game, tell me how many carries Tyler Allgeier had. Mm. Oh, that means the offense was doing well.
Exactly,
that
yeah, yeah.
And I know people are treating it as if he's sort of like the silver bullet of, well, just give it to Tyler Allgeier and then the offense does well. I think it's reverse. I think when the offense is doing well, you give it to him
mm-hmm.
because the offense is doing well. Like mm-hmm. everything's working, and then he gets to benefit from that. It's not working because he's creating that,
right. yeah,
I,
yeah.
I think that's sort of what that's what you're saying.
And
there's just a lot of players like that. Like Bijan Robinson's going to be a guy you just give the ball because you need him to spark the offense. He's the number one option on your offense, and you're going to give him the football when everything's working. Then he also is getting the ball a lot and needs to rest a little bit every once in a while as
exactly.
well. Then
yep.
Tyler Allgeier is going to get the ball, and you want to change it up. And there's a lot of different reasons, but yeah, I mean his touches are always very indicative of just how well the plan is working that
and
day.
In the context of the most immediate game against San Francisco, the most recent game against San Francisco, the offensive line, I thought, was really kind of at the center of why the team was struggling so much on that side of the football, where we talked about it earlier, some of the protections were not right against Saleh's designed schemes and was getting some quick pressures on Michael Penix, but also the team just wasn't able to run the football very well, and they weren't able, therefore, to then get Tyler Allgeier into the game in some of the areas where he can really affect it. Now, he did have one key carry on a, I believe it was a fourth down conversion. I probably would have handed it off to him again on either the third or fourth down at the end of the game where they were going for it. But ultimately, you know, Bijan Robinson, who's, you know, one of the best players in football, as Raheem Morris says he's the best player in football, 28% success rate in that game. 2.9 yards per carry. So they're just, you weren't having the down distance in your favor. By the way, success rate is basically, the way that it's calculated is a first down on a third down or half the distance to a first down on first and second down. So a 28% rate that he was getting that done. And it's not down to him. You know, like that's down
what
to.
What is his normal percentage?
Well, I would comparison. Say like a good percentage where you want to be is like 40%. Like okay. if you're doing that, then you're doing really well. And so 28% is just not getting it done. And the 2.9 yards per carry, it's not like there was like some, you know, long runs sprinkled in there. It was just not good. And that's where it comes down to the offensive line. They got to be better. Look, I would give a lot of credit to Jake Matthews, who actually, he said he told the, or Zach Robinson said that Matthews told him literally the night he got hurt that I'm not missing this game coming up. And that tells you a lot about Jake. And I thought that he played well. It was actually some of the other guys.
It wasn't
really
his
struggling.
Side of the line that was getting attacked.
Yeah.
It was really the first game this year where I feel like Elijah Wilkinson really was kind of like, all right,
exposed a little
bit. We see him out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there had been a couple false starts early in the year, but, like, the play, by and large, had been really solid.
Mm-hmm.
They went after him on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
They put Huff way out there. It was like, all right, good luck.
and
he didn't have his best game. So hopefully he plays better
can
today.
Can I interject some other random thing that I think is going to be interesting to watch in this game coming up, which
no,
is
– please. Don't Which say is, any interesting stuff.
I'm interested to know how Kyle Pitts and Kirk Cousins kind of get on in this game, because Kyle Pitts was really, you know,
right.
he's an emerging player for this team. And against San Francisco, I thought he was their best weapon
Definitely.
In that game. And I always felt like Kirk Cousins, like, lost some faith in throwing the ball to Kyle Pitts. And actually, we saw Kirk Cousins become much more of a Darnell Mooney targeter, basically.
Yeah.
And now Ray-Ray McCloud is that who I said? Anyway, Ray-Ray McCloud no longer on the team, and Kyle Pitts, an emerging player who's really showing an ability to separate in man coverage, will be interested to see how often Kirk Cousins is willing to go his way today.
I'll say one other random thing as a few Dolphins fans walk by here on their way to the stadium. What a tragedy it is that they went away from those old-school Dolphins uniforms. Like, the classic Miami Dolphins uniform, even on through, like, when Randy played there, like, was such a good uniform. And now they've made the aqua weird and the Dolphins doing, like, a belly flop.
It's all, like sleek.
What are we doing, man?
Yeah.
Like, because we talk about this with the Falcons all the time.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You have one of the best uniforms in the NFL if you are willing to wear it, and instead you insist on wearing these new ones, which are fine, but they're not nearly as good as the ones that you have that you could just wear, but you refuse to.
I think the Falcons, I believe, value the throwback as the throwback, but I do think that a uniform change for this team will come relatively soon, and I think that in general we're going to see teams go back to more of these classic looks.
Like, they should.
Everybody likes it.
Just everybody likes it.
There's a reason
everybody
why
likes it.
A lot of these. Like,
hey, let's look at a couple of these other games in the league today. Brought to you by Hatfield. Better pork. Head to simplyhatfield.com around the NFL. Thursday night was a laugher. Chargers look pretty damn good against the Vikings. J.J. McCarthy is going to have to come back and play at some point for them because what?
We'll see. Yeah. Well, they could really use a quarterback, it seems.
They could, well, yeah.
The Vikings.
Some sort
Just
of quarterback.
Saying.
Yeah, and maybe there's a guy playing today here in Atlanta that – that could be part of it. We'll get back to that in the second hour of the show. Cowboys and Broncos, Commanders and Chiefs tonight. Bears and Ravens is interesting because what's going on with Lamar?
Lamar situation.
Yeah, man.
He's not going to play.
The Bears are playing pretty good. They've won four games in a row.
Yeah, credit to them.
Yeah, no, they've got it going. The Bucks and Saints division game. Saints are pretty terrible. Packers and Steelers would be interesting. The Aaron Rodgers show.
Yeah. What, they put up like 34 points or whatever it was last week? Really impressive showing on Thursday night.
Bye weeks this week for the Cardinals, Lions, Jaguars, Raiders, Rams, and Seahawks. So none of those teams.
A lighter slate this week.
Yeah, it is. We got six byes, and they still have to figure out a way. I know it doesn't matter really for us today because the Falcons play at one, but over the last handful of weeks where the Falcons either had a bye, a Monday night game, or the Sunday night game, this stuff stood out more. Like, they need to balance the schedule out a little bit.
Yeah.
Way too many 1 o'clock games, not as many 4 o'clock games, and put a good game at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Some of these 1 o'clock windows on Red Zone have been awful. Like, this is like every game somehow can't be the...
You feel like a degenerate paying attention to it all.
Like, every game is the Jets and the Panthers or something.
Right.
It's like, why are all... How come all the worst teams are playing against each other right now at 1 o'clock? No one's in the Red Zone ever.
Yeah.
All right. Hour number one in the books. Be sure to stay tuned later today for the Ticketmaster Halftime Show, brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. Hour number two straight ahead. We will get back into some of that Kirk Cousins conversation, as he will be the starting quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons today against the Miami Dolphins. Thanks for being with us. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.